We appreciate our parents. I don't know how people today do it. They run after everybody else and they look to everybody else, but nobody's gonna love you like your mom. Nobody's gonna take care of you when you're sick and when you're coming up like your mom. Amen. My dad was there, but my mom, there's something about that mom in your life. Amen. And that's something that we should never take lightly, take for granted. Because many things we learn is because of her. And we shall honor them. We shall let them know, not just on Mother's Day, but throughout the year. Amen. Amen. Not just because of birthday, but just because. You know, sometimes we get too big and we get around our friends and we don't want to hug our mom. Mom, not here. You know, but that's all a part of life. Do you know there are some people and some children I know today wish they had a mom that they can hug, that they can embrace. And some of them have a mom, but their mom don't have no time for them. Come on, we living in a time that they're aborting babies like Carter got liver pills. Putting babies in the trash can. They don't realize what they're doing. But those same children may be the main ones that they need when hard times come. Sometimes you can't get through to your dad sometimes, but sometimes you can always call on mom. Even I noticed when they out there, you know, you're out there and a dog gets after you, you don't say, Daddy. The first thing that come out your mouth, you say, Mama. Y'all didn't experience that, have you? I have. But we are to honor our mothers. This is Mother's Day. Amen. And we are to honor her. Proverbs 31 speaks of her highly. Amen. Her husband should praise her. Amen. At this time, I told them, it's not going to be long today. I want y'all to go out and spoil your mom and your grandma. Amen. I heard Mama CJ, they had you out there yesterday. They you was out there. You're maybe a little tired now. Amen. But if you're running with your daughter, uh-huh. I know. But I want everyone in here. I believe they can. I want you to take a little moment. You can come right here too. And if your mom is here, if your grandmother is here, I want you to say something to them. If she's not here, if your mother is not here, or she may be gone on, I want you to give us a little sweet spot of what you remember about your mom. Amen. I want, if your mom is not here, you know, I want you to, and she's still living, just say something good about her. And being at this Mother's Day, I think us brothers just lead the way.
All right, then. On the spot.
Aaron know when he come, he gonna do something.
You say I did already.
So I hope Marissa come on down. The price is right. You can get it.
He's risen.
He coming. I'm going to start out. I'm going to be short in mind. I thank God for my mom and my grandmother.
Yes.
15 kids my mom had. I'm the seventh child. I think I'm more like her than any of my brothers. My mom taught us how to love. My dad taught us how to work. My mom, an educator, a nurse, accomplished musician. Everybody knew her because she had the biggest family. And she would brag on you. People will sit on their porch in the morning, on Sunday morning, and see the Nelsons walking down the church. We were like a parade going down the street. Everybody looking at us. And some of them, we was a little embarrassed, ashamed, too. We go down the alley. And but you be watching us. And then I'm working in the grocery store, and she come and say to the people, don't even know the people, that's my son there. He's the seventh one. I have 15 kids. I say, Mama, that's too much. They didn't even ask you that. You know, but I thank God for my mom, especially my grandmother. She taught me how to pray. A lot of stuff you see me do, I do it because my grandmother instilled it within me. And all concerning ministry and love for Jesus. But I thank God for my parents. And I miss them. I really do.
I wrote something in the car. I ain't know you gonna do this. Guy gonna get that, sir.
Yes.
Can I go? I'm back.
Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Aaron. You can sing if you want.
Me? Yeah. No, I'm not gonna sing. Oh. I just wanna say, I just appreciate my mom so much. Like, you know, you do so much for me. And I feel like, you know, it's just the small stuff you ask for. I know, like, sometimes, like, you got me. I'm like, but I just, like, appreciate you so much. Like, you getting me to college, you know, pushing me to get jobs, federal positions. And I just feel like, you know, you made so many sacrifices for me. So it's like, the moment you say something or ask me to do something, I just, like, just do it instantly. Because I feel like you would do it for me in a heartbeat. One thing I will never forget about you is just your sense of humor. We're always laughing, watching Paternity Court, cracking up. And she's so funny. Like, you guys should just watch it. This is funny episodes of just them just battling different cases. But overall, you know, it's always a good conclusion in the end. I don't know, Mom, you're just so confident. Like, even like when we lose little Phil, my brother, and just people in our lives, you just... Sometimes when you go up and speak at funerals, you just seem so strong. So I just pray to God that God can give me the strength that he gave to me so I can be able to be confident and just do those type of things. Yes. I just want to say I love you and appreciate you.
Praise Praise you, Lord.
I would like to just say I'm blessed to have both my grandmothers in my life, see my great-grandmother. And, you know, especially at my mom in my life. Even though me and my mom went through tough times, she's always been there for me, and I've been there for her. Then I like to thank my great-grandmother, you know, always teaching me, having lessons for me. Every weekend she come over, or whenever we see each other, you know. But, you know, always, you know, I listen, and I like to take care of her, you know. Glad to see her still alive. And I'm blessed with my grandmother, you know. She pushed me a lot, too. Through these times. You know, so I just like to thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you, son, for those words for your mother, your grandmother, and your mother, your grandmother, and your great grandmother. I woke up this morning and I had my grandmother and my mother on my mind. I mean, not just because it's Mother's Day, but at the same time, just having them on my mind every day in general. I just wrote a little something in there in the cards that I got for them for Mother's Day. I just wrote a little something added for them in the card. First and foremost, I want to thank both of them for everything they've done for me. That's first. To you, Gigi, I said, continue to be the woman of God, spreading the word and good fortune amongst others. Thank you for being you and giving me such a great mother. Always love you. That come from me, my brother, and your great grandsons.
Amen.
I'm on this. For you, Ma.
You got to write a book by her, boy.
Dr. Daniel. We all love and look up to you. You inspire many with that amazing spirit you possess. I'm proud to call you my mom, and I'm sure everyone else will say the same. Keep thriving and showing us how it's done. Love you always, all your boys. Me, Nick, LJ, and Kai. Happy Mother's Day to both of you. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I want to also, before we all disperse, I want us, after we finish, please. And especially, I want for Father's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can do all you can eat pancake.
All right, then. Amen.
Even if you don't have kids, that, and all that, we want to do something with our brothers.
Yes.
We do a breakfast, and maybe here, or maybe aha. Or wherever. I'd like to do something. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate that. Okay. Now for our sisters. I'm going to let you say something. But, you know, some people can be long-winded. So, I wish I had my bell. We got 2 minutes. Then, since we have a visitor today, let's let our visitor go first.
Amen.
We got 2 minutes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You say a whole lot in 2 minutes.
Amen. 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 Hey, praise giving honor to Bishop and y'all members here. And nice Amen. Meeting some of y'all. And I didn't know that was Christy. I talk to her all the time on the phone. This is amazing to get to know her. But I just want to say I really miss my mom a lot. And just having a moment right now. But anyway, I want to thank God for my grandmas because I was both of my grandparents' pets. I was a pet. They love me and it's special. I never got a whipping from them. Well, they didn't get a whipping from my mother. Always said, I'm going to tell you that. My mom. But I do miss her because she stayed with me. I was just thinking about her this morning, but I was thinking I really wasn't alone because I was praying about it on the phone and the phone got cut off and God really had to remind me I'm here and I just needed him. But I thank God for my mom for giving me life and Father, my God. I chose her to be my mother. And my mother became my daughter because it was like, you know, they say once a adult, twice a child. So I just wanted to thank God for allowing me to have her as that sitting because I didn't have a daughter. I just have one son. So I thank God for my mother. And I know she's okay. She's in heaven now. because I love my mother and my father. So thank God.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I just want to say this is the first time I'm meeting Mother CJ.
Tracy.
And Mother CJ, you are representing mothers today. Can you stand up for just a second and sit down?
Yes.
You're beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to, my mother's not here. But I just wanted to, and she is living, and I will be seeing her today. But I recall my mother not having, but she made sure that we always had. She was a single parent. I remember her having one pair of shoes. And I didn't realize it until I got older that we always had an abundance of things, even if she didn't have. So I'm just grateful to her for the sacrifices that she made, the lessons that she taught us. What she taught us to put emphasis on, which was God first, and that just her demonstrating Christ in her life has gotten me through so much, because I saw her and how she was able to overcome many things just by her belief and her faith, and she passed that legacy down onto me, which I was able to pass on to my children.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful for my mom.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I want to give honor to my mother, who was a mother of me, right in the middle of nine.
Amen.
And I thank and praise God for her life. She was an educator until becoming a full-time mother, homemaker. And I saw over the years, you know, her struggle. My dad was a workaholic, labor, hard labor, farmer.
Oh,
and she was able to take little and make much. You know, growing up, we were poor, but we had everything we needed. We had everything we needed.
Dirt
poor.
Yeah. All
poor. There you go. And I just bless God for her life because, you know, even coming out of an abusive marriage, she was able to take nine children, relocate to a state, and yet still raise her children. And we were all, you know, of course, became who we are today. So I thank God for her strength. She was a woman of few words, very quiet, but she was a praying woman.
Yes.
And she, again, just loved her family. I thank God for the opportunity for us to live with us, me, my husband, and my two sons, before Philip passed. And she was the one who would get them on the bus and teach them lessons. And there was one thing I remember, you know, that she always bragged on, and she would say this: when Aaron was four, every day mom would go out to the mailbox or the newspaper box and get the Washington Post, and she would come back to the kitchen table. Before she could serve breakfast, Aaron would insist that she explain the weather patterns. And I thank God for that, for her patience, because that's his study today, environmental. Yes. So I thank God for the seeds that she imparted over, you know, over the lifetime of the boys. So again, I bless God for her being there for us and raising the boys while we went to work.
Amen.
And I love her so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Praise
the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High God, I am an only child. Years later, I think there was a brother somewhere, but we really never got to know him. We tried to find him for my father. But my mother was a child, 16 years old. Amen. And my grandmother had cancer of the feminine organs, the uterus. And she told me that she passed blood clots, and she was working, you know, it was end of the war, and they were still working in those big sewing factories with those big sewing machines. And she said she was so anemic that the needle went through her finger and she didn't bleed. But she was afraid to have the surgery because I was the first grandchild for my mother's side and my father's side. So with my mother, there were three. My father, there were 11. And many people raised me, as you can imagine. Many people raised me. And I want to praise God for all of them. And my daughter is still raising me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just so thankful through mental illness. Amen. I'm recovering from bipolar disorder. Hallelujah. Trying to raise my child like that, and I couldn't. And I'm so thankful for the Hill family that was able to be the family for her that I could not provide, even with two sets of parents. They just said, and, you know, just let me be. Hallelujah. And I praise the Lord for this beautiful family he's given me. I praise the Lord. I'm 80 years old. I never knew I'd live to be 80. Everybody told me that I wouldn't make it to 12. Amen. Everybody told me how ugly I was and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So many people raised me. My mother, my grandmother, cousins, aunts, great aunts. You know, everybody raised me. And I'm a culmination of all of that. And I just, I can't, I'm so excited. I'm so excited how God is maturing me, growing me. He's gotten me over that dark place. And every time the enemy tries to bring it to me, I'm learning how to say, oh no, I speak to you. Amen. You sycamine tree and your roots, hallelujah. And I'm able to say, no, be thou removed. And that because the Lord has already cast you into the sea. I'm learning how to say, it's already done. And really believe it. It is already done.
Come on, Mama.
Hallelujah. Everything, saints, is already done.
Come on, Mama.
Hallelujah. And believe it. It's already done. Amen. It is finished. Christ died on the cross.
Come on, Mama.
It is finished. Did he not tell us that?
Yes.
So I prayed. I said, Lord, please help me get to that point of faith where I can know that it's finished. And he's helping me with that state. I'm excited. I'm excited what God is doing to be in my family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Allow me to live to be here to see it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I let your daughter come behind you.
Well, saying since I'm the daughter, I see it from a different purview. I'm an only child also, right? But I'll talk about my mom's side of the family because, like she shared with the 11 and with the 3, but from what I know of my grandmothers and my great-grandmothers, even though my great-grandmother died of cancer at a young age, the cancer had spread throughout her body. So she was the first woman that I ever saw growing a beard and chewing snuff and you know, so and I'm like, wow, you know how after you get a certain age, the hair start coming and everything, right? And you know, so she got to a point, she's like, I'm not gonna shave it anymore. But I used to love to go and visit her because she was like the best iced tea back then. But and I used to always wonder, what is it in that can? You know, and it wasn't until I got older and I found out she was chewing snuff. And I'm like, and she's got cancer. But at any rate, her daughter, my mom's mom, she was an educator. And you want to ask me where I get the busyness from. My grandfather's mom and my mom's mom, well, grandfather's side, like she said, she raised many children. She was a hard worker. She was from St. Mary's, but working always, doing things with her hands, both of them. And even with my grandmother, sewing, ceramics, running the polls during the elections, you know, doing her gardening, just all types of things. She had a job in the government, and my mom shared with us yesterday how she used to go to work with her, and she was married, but she would take her to work with her, you know, because daycare or school was over with, and she shared a joke, and this is live, so nobody get insulted, right? But she was like, she used to go in the office and talk to people, and one day my grandmother's boss asked her, says, she's not afraid to talk to white people. You know, she's not afraid. If you all know my mom now, she talks to everybody, right? You have to, like you said, TMI. You put her in a room, I never walk in. But when I walk in, the people, I know you. I know your children. I know all your background. And I'm like, mom. And then she gets offended when I don't share with her my job or my deployments. You know, and I'm like, mom, these ships. You tell too much of our...
of our business that people don't need to know. But I always praise God and try to, since I'm not in the military anymore and I'm home more, try to spend more time with her now because, like she said, she's all we've got. She's the oldest grandchild on both sides. And who would have thought that she would have lived to be 80 with the illnesses that we went through throughout her life. And now here she is standing. And like when she woke up this morning, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to go. I'm like, this is your day. What you talking about? You got to come on here. Get dressed. You know, I mean, then she said, yeah, I'm giving orders. She told me I'm not letting the troops. She told me that years ago. But I'm still like, you got to get dressed. This is your day. I don't know what you're talking about, but we waiting, you know? So get it together. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm a little punk, you know? But like, okay. So that's where it comes from. Between the grandmothers, from the great-grandmothers, the grandmothers, and then, like she said, I'm like, come on, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. As a child, I'm like, you can't get me dressed for school. That's all right. I get myself dressed for school. I'm going.
Yes.
I'm going. Yes. And yes. It's just been that way. So
yes.
Through me and only child, we're turning the times, like she said. Two sons, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, Lord, you gave me male children.
Yes.
And then through them, two more male children. So I have four grandsons.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, Lord, I joke and say, I got a basketball team. But why are you having me raise these males? I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And I pray to pray that they will learn to know God. Stay out of trouble.
Yes.
And know when to keep their mouths closed. Be wise.
Yes.
Be
yes.
wise. Yesterday we talked about this oldest one here when he starts driving. And I'm like, yeah, we already are worrying about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our young black men out here, when they're out there, when they're away from you, it's like, put them through the test now while you can watch him.
Yeah.
Let him drive with you as long as you can see him.
Yeah.
So that when he's not with you, you sort of kind of know what their reactions are going to be. Right, Aaron? I'm like, your mom should know you enough to be able to say, this. I know this my child may do without me watching him,
mm-hmm.
but we'll never be those moms to say, oh, no, not my child,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's wisdom to know that peer pressure and that our adversary will get to them,
mm-hmm.
but we pray for them
yes.
constantly
yes.
so that when they're not with us,
yes.
we can
yes.
still trust and believe that someone else is around them to keep speaking in their ears
mm-hmm.
when we cannot.
That's right.
So while you're at college, we were praying,
yes.
you know,
when you're
away from us, football and traveling,
right.
when you were on the road, everybody
mm-hmm.
in this room was praying always. So
mm-hmm.
I praise God and thank my family,
yes.
thank my church family too,
amen.
For just
amen.
Lifting me and keeping me in prayer as I go out on the road and
yes.
the highways and all the schools and everything, you know,
amen.
Traveling all the time. But Pastor, we still have to catch up, right?
Yes.
Because he's now telling us Pakistan and Kenya and all of this stuff,
yes.
right? And I'm like, Pastor, you don't know what goes on in my head. I'm like, I knew what to do when I was in the uniform. But as a civilian, I'm like, I don't know, Pastor. Because, you know, it's like, you don't know how to react. I knew in the uniform what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But for, you know, we talk about these foreign nations and we look like Americans. Okay.
Yes.
you know,
yes.
So they just said, God,
yes.
cover us.
Come
and
on.
When he was gone, we just prayed.
Yes.
And we're so glad. She said, come on back up here. Our man of God, our bishop. So
I told you.
Yes.
She said some long winded.
Yes.
I told you there's some long winded. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I have ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I never feel rejected. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I have ever done. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
Hallelujah.
got to close. But I thank God for all of that. We appreciate each and every one of you. And Mama CJ, you represent, as they say. That's royalty. I mean, she's dressed in royalty. Amen. And I thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for all of you. And I appreciate you. I appreciate when I see you, Lorenz, my heart is so happy when I see you, bro. Aaron, LJ, you guys are somebody. Amen. You're somebody. And please pray for Brother Perry and Brother Ty and Brother Hillary. Amen. His mother has stage 4. And so please keep him in prayer. Amen. And we have to value each other now.
Yes.
Don't wait till after. Because after, it's no hope. We have to value each other now. We have to take each other serious now. We have to honor each other now. I'm telling you. Because this is important. Because just sure as we live here, living, we all have an appointment that we will not miss.
Amen.
But it's okay when we in Christ. Because absent from the body is just present with the Lord. We love our parents. We love each other. We can't take it for granted. We can't take it lightly. Young girl had a fallout with her mother. And her mother told her to don't do this. And she want to stand up and tell her mom how wrong she is in so many words. The daughter went on. And as she went on, there was a break in the relationship there. And as she went on, and she's at work or school, wherever she was, and she heard the paramedics, the siren, went right past her. And it wasn't until later that evening they came for her. Her mother had died. Never got the opportunity to say, Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, forgive me. Sometimes they tell us stuff and they told us stuff and we didn't like it, but it's only for our good. Because I tell my boys, I have 3 boys, 2 girls. I tell them, I don't want you to be like me, but I want you to be better than me.
Yes.
I don't want you to make the mistakes that I made. I'm only telling you because I love you. I know even to this day we say, we're not going to do like my mama did me or my daddy did me. No, I can't, because in some of those times it was really child abuse. Amen.
Amen.
But spare the rod, spoil the child.
Amen.
I tell you, when we say that it hurt me more than it hurt you, because if I don't correct you, somebody will. And it won't be with love. And even when you get grown, we're not trying to raise you anymore. We're not trying to go there. But we are there to help guide you.
Amen.
Help direct you. Don't ask me for advice if you don't want it.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. One thing about it. A parent is a parent for life.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
My dad, if he was living, he died at 90-something years old, and he was still asking me, boy, come here. You got a T-shirt on? Little stuff like that. Yeah, I know I'm grown, but I always respect my dad. I didn't agree with everything, but I love my dad. I love my mom. And all. I'm not saying they've done everything right. I'm not going to stand here and say that. I know how some parents do and some kids do. My mom can't do nothing wrong. My dad can't do nothing wrong. But I'm transparent with my kids. All my kids, they know me. I'm transparent. I talk to them. I tell them. Sometimes I used to get up and I'd be grumpy. How you say the thing?
Grouchy.
Angry,
bitter.
No. That's not me. No, just grouchy. And that's when I probably didn't get nothing to eat. I didn't get anything to eat. And they tell me, my daughter say, you need to go pray. And she'll stand right. It's a way that they can correct. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes. If you can't listen to your child, that's why your child won't listen to you. Hey! Sometimes there is a mutual respect. Amen? You brothers should say amen.
Amen.
You know, and understanding, we're all growing up, and I'm going to tell you, it's looking like a father and a daughter, because I tell you, my two baby dolls, I love them, and I'm protected. And somebody told me that's why your daughter lives in Texas. And, but there's something about a mother and her son, too.
Yeah.
Hello? You're looking at the girl that he's coating. Yes. Amen. You want them, it's not the, you don't want them to marry the good girl, you want them to marry the right girl.
Yes.
It's a big difference. You hear me, Aaron? The right girl. The good girl is not always the right girl. She may be good, but may not be good for you. And sometimes mamas know. I guess y'all call that female instinct or whatever and all that. You know.
That's why they don't bring them home to me.
That's why you don't bring them home to me. You keep them under the wrap. And let me tell you, one is enough. You can't have 2 and 3, 4 and 5.
No.
One is enough for any, and sometimes too much.
Amen.
Especially if she's not the right one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, come on, somebody. Because see, the mom, boy, there's something else. They're just like them fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Because we all, what we want, we all just want the best for our children. When they go out and get a wife, we don't want them to be like Ahab. He took Jezebel. God didn't sanction that thing, boy. Leave that alone, Ben. I am grateful for all of you. We're closing. And right here, we thank God. If you have an offering, please sow. Amen. We're doing things. And we're doing, it takes money. And we're going to have our website up soon by the grace of God. We're going to do things different.
if you have a designated offering, please write on there a designated offering to whatever you want to designate an offering to. Amen. God bless you. Anything else?
For those that are streaming with us, so I can shut that down.
Come on. I thank God for our leadership. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you that are streaming live with us as well. I'd like to give a special shout out to one of my battle buddies, my true sisters that chimed in on Facebook. My sister has moved from the metropolitan area down to Arkansas. So Mary Kelly, I bless you and I say may you have a blessed Mother's Day. She moved down with her oldest son. And may you be blessed. So for any other family that is joining us now live, or if you join us later on and you watch the replay, we pray that you have a blessed day as well. I'd like to say now to allow the mothers to enjoy their flowers now while they can.
Yes.
So please love them, love up on them, give them their flowers, their cards, whatever it is. And if you can't do that, just speak the words to let them know that you do love them. And just try to slow down when you can and give them a moment to share some time with them. Because as Bishop said, you know, we don't know what the next moment will bring. I often share, I felt safer sometimes riding in my Hummer than I do out here on these highways.
Amen.
That's a shame, but our drivers are getting crazy, more and more aggressive out here.
Amen.
And I just pray that as you go about your day, that you put God first in everything that you do. So as we shut down on YouTube and Facebook and on our podcast, we just want to ask that you go in peace, go in love, and may you always remember Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless. All right, she's shutting down. I'm going to ask our assistant pastor to close us out in prayer. And then we'd like to get a group picture. And then we're done.